Amen. Let's all stand to our feet. Brother Adam, if you would invite the presence of the Lord to be with us tonight.
Our kind Heavenly Father, Lord, we're grateful that we could be here, Lord. We're grateful, Lord, for the blood that was shed, Lord. It's not our righteousness, Lord, but yours, Lord, your Son, that walked the perfect life. Lord, through his blood, Lord, we can be here. And Lord, we ask that you be welcome here, Lord, that you would have your own way, Lord, service, Lord, that you be welcome. We help us, Lord, to live better Christian lives. So we ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated. Number 39, All in the Name of Jesus. Truth and beauty and happiness, it's all in the name of Jesus. Health and heaven, peace and rest, it's all in the name of Jesus. Joy and gladness, forgiveness too, and life everlasting and free. All that I've hoped for and all that I need, it's all in the name of Jesus. You need today. Care and comfort, healing and grace, it's all in the name of Jesus. Welcome, pardon, a hiding place. It's all in the name of Jesus. Warmth and sunshine, friendship true, fulfillment and blessings untold. Hope for tomorrow and help for today, it's all in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, he's here and he will show you the way. And number 177, Make Me a Servant.
Make me a
servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and may my prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today.
Amen. At this time, we'll change the order of service to prayer. And we're going to have prayer as a group right now, and then I'm going to speak a little bit, and then we're going to have individual prayer tonight. And so anyway, at this time, we just want to keep in prayer all the people that are traveling overseas, and that they would have a safe journey, including Justin, who just left the other day. And so they're all actually in Australia right now, because that's where he's at, on his way over to Indonesia. And Indonesia is not a safe place to be, so just keep him in prayer for the next month, if you would. And do we have any special requests you'd like to make known at this time? We want to pray also for Sarah's mother, who had surgery last week, and also her grandmother, who is dying of cancer. Any other prayer requests? Yes. Okay, we'll keep Sarah in prayer as well. All right, Brother Nick, would you bring these requests before the Lord? Amen. Amen. Number 84, I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, my soul. Rejoice, perfect joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Amen. And when I look into your holiness, our holiness is as filthy rags, but His is pure.
When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you, Lord, I worship you, the reason I live is to worship you, I worship you. Into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you, Lord, I worship you, the reason I live is to worship you, I worship you, Lord, I worship you, the reason I live is to worship you.
Lord, prepare me to be your sanctuary.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. And true with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Amen. Let's all stand to our feet and we'll sing the Angel of the Lord's favorite song.
Only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe, for all are possible, only believe. Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. All things are possible now that you're here. Jesus, you're here, and all things are possible now that you're here.
Before we go to prayer, I'd just like to read a few scriptures. Psalm chapter 32, verse 2. Blessed is the man whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Hebrews 10 and 17, and their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. As Brother Vail said, it's not that you didn't do it, you did do it. You just don't get credit. Hebrews 8 and 12, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 1 and 9, for thou hast loved righteousness or right wiseness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And Romans 4 and 7, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we humbly and reverently approach thy word, knowing that your word you hold even in esteem above your name. But believing, Father, that you are here and you came down with a shout. You came down to unveil yourself, the mighty God, unveiled before us. You did it through a vindicated prophet, a message that has come down, has been given to us. And Father, which has been received, help us then to enter into that message, Lord. Help us, O God, to walk in the light as you are in the light, that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin, and that our iniquities you will remember no more. We're thankful for these promises in the scripture, Father, and we ask that you would bless them now before we go to prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Notice five scriptures here that speak to us of, although you did do it, you don't get credit. Why? We're going to show you right now. From God's only provided play, or God's provided way. Brother Branham said, now a righteous man is not a sinless man. For you notice, he said, Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. He had his ups and downs and his differences. And the scripture of his life proves that he had his ups and downs like we do. And he had his times of wandering, and his times that his temper got away from him. And he had a lot of things that went wrong. But he was still a righteous man, because he confessed his unworthiness and he believed in God. So that's what made him righteous. We're not righteous within our own selves. We're righteous through Jesus Christ. I cannot be sanctified within myself. I am sanctified through Jesus Christ, who stands in the presence of God in my place. It isn't my holiness, it's his holiness. My holiness won't work at all, but his does. Because God done accepted him, and in accepting him, he had to accept me because I'm in him. Amen. That's what makes it real, isn't it? Then we don't have to depend on ourself. Hallelujah. Now, that doesn't make us say that we can sin. Brother, if you sin, you're just away from God. That's all. There's only one thing that you can do is confess it and get right with God. As long as you desire to sin, the desire of sin is still in your heart. Then it's time to stay down at the altar till that thing is taken out. Now, you will sin. You're bound to sin because you just can't help it, but not willful sin. He that sins willfully after he has received the knowledge of the truth, see, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. But every day you're bound to sin, and you're bound to be backsliding constantly, so it takes a constant prayer to God. Paul said, I die daily, and if Paul had to die daily, how much more am I going to have to stay there dead all the time? If Paul had to die daily to stay right with God, and so we'll all have to do that, just die out to ourselves. And that's getting God's way. Now, there's only two ways of anything, and that's the right way and the wrong way. And them ways are your ways and God's ways. And you can't be in your way and God's way at the same time. You've got to forget your own way to get in God's way, and you've got to get out of your own way to get in God's way. As long as you're in your own way, you're out of His way. So forsake your way, forsake your thoughts, forsake everything, and just rely on one thing, on thus saith the Lord. That's all. Then you know you're right. Though you can't see it, none of the senses will say that it's right. Every one of them will say that it's wrong, but you know it's right because God said so. That's what makes it right. Now, that's His provided way has been His word. It is His word. God's provided way for the human to live is not by your senses. It's by His word. I couldn't have put together a better sermon than to just read that particular quote. That quote says it all. In 1 John 3 and verse 9, he says, whosoever is born of God does not sin. Now, the word there is actually does not initiate sin. Brother Vail preached this in Brother Branham's church in 1963, and Brother Branham came up to Brother Vail afterwards. He said, Brother Lee, that you don't know what that did for me. That helped me tremendously. Whosoever is born of God does not initiate sin, does not willfully sin. You see, to initiate something, you're planning it, right? And you're purposeful about it. For his seed remaineth in him, God's seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. If you have God life living in you, you can't do it. You can't go out and plan and plot and all these things. But now you might get caught in a trap. Some of you might be pushing, and you might lie. Like Brother Vail said, you might back me in the corner, I might lie to get out of the corner. That's the natural inclination. Brother Ram did the same thing. He said, tell the lawyer I'm not home. He stepped outside. So technically he wasn't, but he was when the man called. You understand? 1 John 5 and 18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, does not initiate sin. But he that is begotten of God keeps himself, and that wicked one touches him not. 1 John 2:29. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth right wiseness is born of him. All right, but what about the other? Ezekiel 33:8 says, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require it at thine hand. So if you're called to the ministry, you must speak it. If sin rises in the camp, you must speak it. That's not targeting a person in the congregation. That's targeting sin. I heard Brother Bram say that the other day. He said, I'm hitting things and there people are right in this congregation. But he said, but the Holy Ghost told me I've got to say it, or I'll be held accountable for not saying it. 2 Peter 2:16. But was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumbass speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. Notice, rebuked for his iniquity. Titus 2:14. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, a people zealous of good works. Revelation 18:5, for her sins have reached unto heaven and God hath remembered her iniquity. But what about in the beginning? He said, I remember not your iniquity. There is a difference. If you're in Him, and that's what Brother Brandon was talking about, if you're in Him, then He just looks at His Son. Matthew 7:23. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So as Brother Brandon says, there's only two ways, two things. There's the right way and the wrong way. There's God's way and there's man's way. But if you're in Christ, you're a new creation. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, now we turn the order of service to prayer. And Lord, we ask that you would be with us tonight as we go to our knees and we begin to pray and to seek you, O God. Because we realize that there's very soon, there's going to be things happening. We know that there'll be a resurrection. We know there'll be a gathering together of the saints. And Father, we pray that we would take inventory now. And if we be any otherwise minded, you promise to reveal it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Let's go to our knees at this time and pray until you've broken through. Alleluia. 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 He is Alpha.